98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Yesterday was the first anniversary of the very sad passing of Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries. Straight away, you'd know the Cranberries. You know Linger, you know Dreams, you know Zombie. And I can guarantee you, if you look at any of their back catalogue or albums, you will know more than you think from Cranberries. Well missed, and a very, very sad death. But here's the thing about recording artists and singers and stuff, they always are recording, always writing. And they have a new album coming out. It's going to be out on April 26th, and the Cranberries never disappoint. They released a clip yesterday of the new single, which is called In the End, which is a very sad title, obviously. And it's absolutely amazing. Check it out. Album is out in springtime, and if it's anything like this, it's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm probably going to sell millions worldwide. They've sold 40 million records in their 30 years together as a band. Fantastic stuff. Snow Patrol, Take Back the City on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Take back the city for yourself tonight.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
So yesterday, Lisa's like, there's something wrong with the washing machine. Can you have a look? I'm like, oh, hang on, so get me toolbox.
All right, what's your qualifications to inspect the washing machine?
None.
Being a man.
You can't say that anymore. Okay, so I'm not great at DIY, I'll admit that, but I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
Yeah, why not?
So I'm like, what's wrong with the washing machine? She's like, it's leaking. Has she done like, do you ever dye your jeans in the washing machine?
Oh, yeah.
So there was black all over the floor. I'm like, what's going on? So what did you do? Actually, what we did find, I'm going to show this to you now, okay? And that's over €7.
What? Where was that?
In the filter.
The state of it.
I know.
The dirtiest coins I've ever seen.
I think there's a couple of pounds in there as well.
They were in the filter.
Yeah, they were in the filter.
Oh my God. Okay, next time I need bus fare, crack open the washing machine.
How are you doing? So, Lisa's like, will you have a look at it? And I'm like, yeah. So I pulled the washing machine out, unplugged it obviously for safety, got my toolbox, and I opened it up. I'm like,
now what?
Well, I don't know what anything was. So the screwdriver worked? No, there were nuts in it. So I'm like, I just got a pliers and like opened it. And I took the back off.
Oh.
And I had a poke around.
What happened?
So at least I'm just going to turn this. No idea what's going on in my head, but trying to make myself look good for my lovely wife. You know, so she doesn't leave me for somebody else handier.
And who knows what they're doing, yeah.
So I'm like, poking and knocking and stuff. I think, so, I can see a bit of water down here. No. I've made a hole bigger. So I think I've done more damage than good with the washing machine, and also the belt that's connected to the brush motor, which connects the drum, I think I've damaged as well.
And they're expensive, aren't they?
Washing machines. Mm-hmm. And all the parts are mad expensive. So, one, I don't know, should I tell Lisa?
Well, it's still leaking. She probably thinks it's just the same problem.
Yeah, I didn't look at it this morning. Like, we put a wash on overnight.
You shouldn't have touched it. You just made it worse.
My wife told me what to do, so I did the good thing and did what I needed to do. So, have you ever made something worse when you thought you were doing good? Like, it maybe fill a wall in a little crack or anything like that.
Yeah, see, I just stay away from those kind of things.
DIY?
Yeah, just call someone.
I don't know. I think it's good to, you know, have a go first and then regret it afterwards and then pay more what you need to do. 0877 98 98 98.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Portugal, your man there on 98FM's The Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 7:52, and I was telling Suze here, and she thinks I'm an idiot. My wife's going to think I'm a bigger idiot now, because after being asked to have a look at the washing machine because it was leaking, I think it's leaking more now because I think it did more damage than good.
See, that's the thing. If you don't know what you're doing, Just leave it. Leave it alone.
Just doing me things. My wife asked me to do it.
Tutting and looking. And poking and prodding.
Sucking air through your teeth.
Yeah.
It's going to be expensive now. Every single time I touch anything, I make it worse. My wife won't let me have power tools in the house. In the end, I always take out a hammer and fix it. A good hammer fixes anything from Jude.
Yeah.
Once when I was younger, I tried to get a marker that dried out working again. So they say if you put the white vinegar in it, it'll make it work again.
What?
I remember that, yeah.
Oh.
So I was trying to open the bottom part with my teeth, and then it broke my tooth.
Oof.
Ouchie. Nice one, Jana.
Wow, who'd have thought DIY on a marker
is even
dangerous?
Joe, Traffic Jam Joe, sent us a WhatsApp.
I ruined my mother's washing machine before because I took my garage clothes off, threw them in to wash it, and I left a screwdriver in the pocket of it, and it destroyed the drum.
We're all dopes when it comes down to it. Alia, good morning.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So tell us about your DIY mischief and mishaps, please.
When I was younger, on Christmas Eve, decided I'd get up after everyone went to sleep and make the kitchen spotless.
Oh,
so my
mum
cooking the whole next day, I said, I'll do something really nice. And I was doing everything from like cleaning the fan above the cooker and all that. And I went to clean the oven and I took the fireproof glass out of the oven door.
Why'd you do that?
Because I thought if I clean it piece by piece, it'd make it a bit easier.
Oh, that makes sense. To me, that makes sense. Yeah, take it apart to clean it.
Yeah, exactly. And as I took it out, because it was so heavy, the oven door started automatically starting to close.
What?
Yeah, so in trying to like stop it from slamming closed and everyone waking up, I said, right, I'll grab the oven door.
Obviously.
And as I grabbed the oven door, I dropped the fireproof glass, smashed everywhere, and we couldn't use our oven.
You know, oven there for Christmas?
No, we had to use like the little grill oven on top of the oven. We'd cook like one thing at a time.
I picture it now. Who wants a sprout? I'm putting a sprout on. Anybody want a sprout?
Literally, like. Oh, hopefully no one in my family is listening because they'll all be going mad at it again.
I hope they are listening.
Yeah.
Well, listen, come here for sharing your amazing disaster story. I'm going to give you cinema passes if that's all right with IMC Cinemas.
Ah, brilliant. Thanks very much.
Go see something good, all right?
Yeah, I will do.
And stay away from the kitchen altogether.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Learn from that mistake.
Thanks, Alia. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 5 questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Gus.
Actually, I don't think we've given any cash away yet this week. Last week gave away a load. And Luke gave away, I think, about 750 euro the week before that. Madness, I tell you. All just for answering a whole lot of questions here at 98FM. Good morning, Ivor.
Good morning, how are you?
Deadly, thanks very much. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Are you going to tell us what you're up to for the day?
I'm off work today and I'm just dropping my daughter to school.
Nice!
I'm driving on the M50.
Okay, how's the traffic looking?
It's actually not too bad. It stopped a bit at the Red Cow and then started moving again, so we're all good.
So now that you've the day off, by the way, I'm just killing time, just waiting for Suze to come in with the questions. Now that you've the day off, what exactly are you going to do with your free time today?
Probably go home and do some housework.
Don't touch any machinery, like washing machines.
I'm
in so much trouble when I get home. Okay, Ivor, are you ready to play 98FM's Greedy Goods?
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
All right, Suze's here. Here we go.
25 euro.
So I never did it.
Oh, you didn't? Okay,
no.
Do it again.
Yeah,
quick.
Five questions, 500 euro, get one wrong.
And you're gone.
25 euro.
It just doesn't feel right without it, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, Ivor, for 25 quid, in what country would you find Ayers Rock?
Australia.
It is Australia, yes. Congrats.
Well done, you got 25 quid. Do you want to take that cash or move on for 50?
We'll keep going.
50 euro.
Which singer features on the new Mark Ronson track, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart?
Oh my god.
She's American. Controversial.
Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
Wow, look at you.
Straight in there, well done.
You got 50 quid.
That was a guess.
Was it?
It was.
I love that. The clue was American. Like, that could have been anyone.
It's only one all-American girl, and that's Miley Cyrus. Hannah Montana herself. So what do you want to do? You got 50 quid. Do you want to brave it and go on to the next question?
We'll try another one, yeah.
Go on.
100 euro.
Actor Chris Pratt just got engaged to the daughter of which famous Hollywood actor?
Oh, no.
He's a Hollywood actor, but he's from Europe. An accent.
Hurry up.
Don't talk about that.
No, but you're in the right ballpark.
Where? Oh.
I had no idea.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Annie, get to the chopper. And I shouldn't do that.
You need a lot of guts to marry his daughter, wouldn't you?
I know. Imagine. Ivor, you didn't do anything there, apart from have a little bit of fun with myself and Suze. And it was lovely to talk to you.
No worries.
Are you with your daughter at the moment?
I am. She's sitting beside me holding the phone.
Oh.
Suze, give them cinema passes.
Okay.
Yay. We'll give you IMC cinema passes. How's that?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Not at all. You go and enjoy your free time of breaking stuff at home.
Thank you. I'll do some ironing.
Good on you. Cheers, Ivor. Bye.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
He's guaranteed to put a hole in something when he's ironing.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
I have to say congratulations on the movie for a very specific reason. Bar Laurel and Hardy, the name, I had no information at all. I didn't know any of the skits, I didn't know any of the back history, I didn't know any of the impact that it's had on comedy, and I loved the movie.
Oh, great.
So that's a testament to your directing and your acting, because I just suddenly felt like I was this fly on the wall of these two men that were stuck together for like most of their lives and all of their career, mostly. And it was
also a testament to your sheltered life.
I'm telling you, yeah. So, I mean, congratulations. What was it like when you met each other for the first time? Whoever walked into the room, you know, hi, I'm Steve, or hi, I'm John. Like, was that a nice moment?
It was.
We met years before this, actually. Yeah. We didn't spend a ton of time together, but we did meet.
Yeah. And when you're familiar with someone's work, it's not like you're starting from a blank sheet, because you're aware of each other's work, and your personality reveals itself in the choices you make. So
yes,
you can
I was aware of Steve's work. I did the movie despite that.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your favourite Steve Coogan bit?
He'll never tell you that. It's too painful for him. Can't bear it.
My favourite Coogan bit is when Alan Partridge shoots someone on live TV. That's my favourite one. An amazing, amazing piece of television.
Full disclosure as well, you're really going to think I have a sheltered life. I've never watched any Alan Partridge.
What are you doing with your time?
I'm in radio.
Stay out of the clubs.
If you spent half the time watching decent TV as you do in the tattoo parlor, you'd be a bit better informed.
Well, he's saying it badly.
I love the fact that he's just said that.
Do you know what the thing is? With regards to Laurel and Hardy, lots of people under the age of 40 don't know who they are. They might be familiar with the image, like you said, the because you can go along to any kind of cheap covered market and get salt and pepper pots or tacky mirrors with their images on. But their images are recognised by almost everyone.
Yeah.
What we hope to achieve with this film is to actually get some of those people who are perhaps, who aren't that familiar, to sort of take a fresh look at them and to see how there's a sort of a psychological barrier with a lot of young people. You see something in black and white and it's flickery, you think, oh, I don't want to watch that, I want to watch a pop video or something like that.
Wow. You know? You said you wanted to seem younger.
You very really aren't. What you just said. Luke, we're giving you a hard time about this. You are an example of exactly what we were trying to do with the film. We were trying to reach people that might not be aware of their original work and get them interested in these guys, because they really were two of the greatest geniuses of comedy that ever lived.
I kind of felt like a fly on the wall, as in I was watching stuff that maybe people didn't know happened between the two. So how did you kind of figure out... Did you guess what they were like in those close quarters, or was there some sort of diaries, or how did you find out how to act?
So a bit of both, really.
Yeah, the script writer, Jeff Pope, who's a fantastic writer, did a lot of research, used journals, used footage, used letters that had been written between the two of them and between them and their wives. So what you do when you're making a film is it's like building a jigsaw, and you get as many pieces as you can. And then the stuff that is missing, you imagine, you know, and that's the same with any biopic, you know, it's always just an interpretation of what people think it's going to be. And Steve and John were brilliant because they rewrote a lot of the dialogue to make it fit to the characters that they were playing as well. So it's a real collaborative effort making a movie, you know.
And I have to ask you, my daughter will kill me if I don't say that she loved Wreck-It Ralph. Ralph Breaks the Internet. Is there any, I just have to ask, is there any, like, way down the line, maybe a Wreck-It Ralph 3, just in case?
Wow, it's a little premature. It's still, we're still in the theaters with the second one, but
so well.
I don't know, maybe. I doubt it, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Because I think they came to a good place, the two characters, you know, me and
But sometimes you can find another way of telling a story if the check's large enough, don't you?
Before you dig him into a hole, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much, lads, and congratulations on the movie.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
My day is never complete until I hear the gossip.
All right, well, do you want to start with Chris Prost?
Yes, please.
Earlier this week, he announced his engagement to Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, which was a weird one. Also because he just finalised his divorce just over a year ago. He was married to Anna Faris for, I think, around 8 years.
They have kids as well, don't they?
They have one little boy, yeah. So I just think this is gas. Anna, she extended her good wishes to Chris. Yeah, she wrote underneath it. She was like, I'm delighted for you both. But she's also added now that she's offered to stay the wedding.
What?
Yeah, she's an ordained minister. She said, if you need someone, I'll do it for you.
Oh, would you trust your ex-wife?
I love that.
That you broke up with a year ago, that you're getting married.
To keep her mouth shut?
Yeah.
Nah, you wouldn't, would you? I hope she does it, though. And from that to this.
Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. But
go on, Ruby.
So Rihanna, I said earlier, she's suing her dad, which is a weird one.
Yeah, what's going on?
Because I didn't know they had beef between themselves. Oh,
you're
sorry,
so down
I
with the
that.
Street talk. Yeah.
We all know Rihanna has a makeup company and it's called Fenty Beauty. Fenty being Rihanna's surname. Her dad, 2 years ago in 2017, he opened up a company called Fenty Entertainment, which actually has nothing to do with Rihanna's makeup company. And this is what's annoyed her. So she's saying that he's trying to get business from the name Fenty. But surely it was his name first. Like, he actually gave her the name.
100%.
Yeah.
But also, it's your dad.
I know. Just let him have it.
But not only that, it's your dad. Rihanna Fenty.
Oh, no.
Daughter of Mr. Fenty.
They're currently in court at the moment and we'll see what happens with that. You might have to change the name.
Actually, like, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. Until you told me that story, one, I never knew that her second name was Fenty.
Yeah.
And two, I never knew she had any products called Fenty. So if anything, this is causing some great publicity for her.
There you go. You're going to buy your products now.
Do Probably I look not. Like I need some Fenty in my life?
And finally, we have some movie news. I almost want to play out the entire song. I was waiting there. Go on, let's just play a bit more. Hang on. In your neighborhood,
who you gonna call? Come on.
I feel bad cutting it short. I want to hear the whole thing. So they've been teasing us with a follow-up for about 30 years now. That's when the last Ghostbusters movie came out. 35 years since the very first movie.
Yeah.
And it's been confirmed that they're working on the third one. Good news, it's got absolutely nothing to do with the all-female reboot that came out recently.
I liked that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, so I'm judging it purely on the trailer, but I didn't like the look of it.
No, I liked it. Yeah, it was good. We're fans of that in our house.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, it's nothing to do with that, and it's going to be released next year, 2020.
I wonder, will they get any of the original cast in it, though?
Well, who was it that said? One of the lads in it said that there'll be a a reunion coming up between the
Dan
three.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yes, that's him. Yeah. He said. So you never know. Could be.
I have an issue, though, with the song for Ghostbusters, okay? Because throughout the whole song, they're like... They're like, who are you going to call? That song is 4 minutes and 4 seconds long. Not once do they give you the phone number for the Ghostbusters.
Misinformation. There's a trick. Yeah.
Is that your gossip?
That's the gossip according to Susan. May go indeed.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Frank Ocean with Calvin Harris Slide on 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast. It's 9:42. Good morning. Hope you're all right and you're getting through your Wednesday so far. Probably just sitting at your desk now thinking, it's time for coffee. It's time for coffee. Anyone doing coffee run? Be lovely, wouldn't it? Is in about 18 minutes time we're going for coffee. Simple as.
Yes. Same place we go every single day.
No! They use too much plastics and I'm not going there anymore. Alright, here we go. One more tune story. This is to get us to the end of the show.
Yes. Let's travel over this morning to Virginia in the United States. So first up, you look after your garden pretty well at home, don't you? You're into your gardening?
Yes, I was even doing a little bit of weeding and sweeping up yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, Luke used to slag you all the time about looking after it. And he's mad into gardening as well.
Loves a good garden.
Yeah, so you could probably understand Brian Tucker's problem in Virginia, right? So he has, his front garden is very close to a bus stop.
Okay.
Where school children get off the bus every single day. And he found that they were kind of walking on his grass, maybe dropping like a little pack of Smarties or a few sweets or wrappers, and just generally wrecking his head, wrecking his lawn, and he put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
What's the solution there? Like wait on your porch and shout at the kids every day at the same time? I think that's pretty...
Get off that lawn!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could do what Brian did and he put up a fence around his garden. Makes sense, yeah.
Oh, there wasn't a fence?
No, there wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're just walking in. But like a fence, sure, you could climb over that or kind of walk in the gates. No, he made this an electric fence. And these are the equivalent of primary school children. And of course, you're going to touch the fence to see if it actually gives you a shock.
Mm.
And it does. Which is kind of dangerous when you're talking about kids.
Electric fence. It's not that. It's only a little shock. But if you want to check an electric fence, hold on to your friend's arm and then hold the fence.
Oh, yes. They get the shock first.
On school tours, a teacher used to do that. Right, everyone hold hands because it's very uneven ground.
I hope the teacher was holding on to it first.
No, he would grab the fence while he holds onto us.
Okay, good. Because I thought he was putting one of the little kids to hold the fence first.
No, the little kid down the end is the one who got the shock.
I love it. That's science.
It's good teaching. Science, yeah.
So this is, Brian probably is the grumpiest man in the world that he would do that to little kids.
Okay, first.
So for my One More Tune song suggestion, I'll start it off with, and I want your suggestion too, but I'm going to start off with... MGMT Electric Feel.
FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
MK back and forth on 98FM. This is the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke, and we're looking for a song for One More Tune. Suze, briefly give us the story.
We heard about this guy in Virginia in the US who was getting fed up of all the kids walking across his lawn. So what would you do in that situation? He put up an electrified fence to keep these primary school age children off the grass.
Lots of people suggesting Danger Danger, High Voltage.
Ooh, tune.
Also lots of people suggesting that maybe he lived on Electric Avenue. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. But more importantly, I think the fact is that if there's an electric fence in somebody's front garden, the thing you need to remember is...
You can't touch this.
You can't touch it! MC Hammer, yes. Thank you so much, Alan, for the suggestion. One More Tune on 98FM.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.